Welcome to the Mama Coach Podcast, where we are talking all things motherhood, but without the judgment. This mom gig can be a tough one, and we are here to discuss ways to make it a little easier.
Hello, Facebook. Welcome. Thanks for joining. Today is Wednesday on the More Than Sleep Show, and it's kind of dark on Facebook. Sorry for that. But I'm here to answer any questions that you might have, so you can just comment below. But while we're waiting for people to join, I wanted to talk about your nipples not being a bullseye. If you don't know what I mean by that, I am talking in reference to breastfeeding. Here is my fake boob and my baby. And I just want to talk about why sometimes breastfeeding can hurt. And you know, it makes sense when you're learning to breastfeed your baby, you know, you feel like your baby should be centered right on the middle of your nipple. The nipple goes in her mouth straight on, and that just isn't the case. You want your baby to have an asymmetrical latch. So your baby doesn't nipple feed, right? She breastfeeds. The ducts that hold the milk are all the way around your breast. So you want her to have not just the nipple, but a big, big chunk of the areola in her mouth as well. So what I mean by an asymmetrical latch is that you want your baby, you want to point the nipple to shoot to the roof of her mouth every single time that you go to latch her. And that way, a lot more of the nipple, the bottom piece of your areola, will be in her mouth, the top part not as much. This helps milk effectively transfer from your breast to your baby. And it also, so that helps with supply, right? You want to have a solid latch for supply. But it also will prevent really, really sore nipples, because often moms, so when you're lining your baby up, it's hard to see on Facebook, but moms line up their baby when they're going to feed her so that her mouth is lined up directly with the nipple. The problem with this is that as your baby opens wide and you bring her to the breast, she ends up way too far up on the breast, and she ends up sucking on that bottom part of your nipple instead of the bottom part of your breast, like past the areola, and emptying those milk ducts effectively. And what happens is she doesn't get a good seal, so therefore she's not transferring milk effectively, and your nipples get extremely sore. So instead, every time you line up your baby to nurse, what I want you to do is line her up nose to nipple, if you can remember that, nose to nipple every time, because then when she opens her mouth widely, you bring her boldly to the breast. Don't drop your breast into her mouth, but bring her to the breast. Then what will happen is she'll be lined up correctly so that the bottom part of her mouth is has a big mouthful of your bottom areola and the bottom part of your breasts, okay? If it doesn't feel right, if breastfeeding hurts, you need to take her off and try to latch again. This prevents so much nipple pain. So if you aren't lining your baby up nose to nipple and you're kind of using the nipple as a bullseye and lining her up kind of mouth to nipple, she's gonna be too far forward on the breast, and breastfeeding is going to hurt, and it actually could even impact your supply. So I would be careful with that, and that's one way to decrease breast pain, nipple pain, while you're nursing. So nose to nipple. I hope that that helped. The other thing with breastfeeding is when you have her latched, and that's great. It's not hurting. You did nose to nipple. It's a good latch. Keep her close to you. Belly, like tummy to tummy, you want to keep her close to you. If you let the latch, like you kind of relax and let her fall forward, what happens is that nice deep latch decreases. And what happens is she pulls off from sucking around the areola, and she ends up nipple sucking again. It's not deep enough, and it's going to hurt. So instead, once you get her latched, nose to nipple, keep her close. You know, hold her and support her close to your breast. She's not going to suffocate. You're awake and you're watching her, and their cute little noses are built so that you can almost see their nares even when she's close. But you shouldn't even really see their mouths. Their chubby cheeks will be tucked right over top of their mouth, and she's going to have big sucks and swallows. So tummy to tummy and keep her close. The next step is she taking those big sucks and swallows? That's what you want. For effective feeding, that's those big sucks and swallows is what moves the milk from the breast to the baby. You don't want her kind of flutter sucking, and you don't want her chomping on the breast. If she's doing that, I would take her off and relatch her. Big deep latch, nose to nipple. And if the sucking slows to more of a flutter suck, keep her close, but try breast compression. So you move your fingers back all the way to your rib cage, and you squeeze and you hold. Because if you think about it, there's ducts all the way around your breast. And so if sucking slows, one way to encourage her to keep nursing is to go back to your rib cage and then squeeze and hold for 5 to 6 seconds. And what happens then is she gets a surge of milk, and it encourages her to keep sucking. And you can do that in a clockwise direction and empty all of those ducts, giving her that extra surge of milk. And it just encourages her to take a full feed. So I hope that helped. Does anybody have any questions before I sign off? I can see some of you on here. Thank you for joining me. And if you watch this afterwards and you have a question regarding feeding or sleep, I'll just jump on later today and I'm happy to reply. So have a good one, everybody. It is beautiful in Calgary. I'm having a great week with my new group of mama coaches, and I will see you all on Monday. Talk to you soon.